What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg. And first, some housekeeping things. Thank you for your patience. A lot of people were saying on the last episode how the sound quality is a little off. It's boomy, it's echoey. As you can see, for those of you that are checking out the video, I'm still in the process of unpacking and getting moved in officially. Only got a couple boxes to go, but we're working on it. I need to put some sound padding all throughout the room so it doesn't echo as much, because it drives me nuts just as much as it does you. So the other day I was driving and I go to push my clutch in, and all of a sudden I hear this really loud noise, and I'm like, oh dude, come on. Like, this thing lasted me 5,000 miles of driving all around the East Coast and to get back here, and I finally got settled, and now this happens? Like, oh, come on, man. And I got really angry. And not that anger where you're just frustrated at some small inconvenience, that really deep-seated, deeply rooted anger that's been sitting there for a while, that's been stewing, that you haven't really taken the time to address, and you're like, I'll deal with it later, it's not a big deal, it's not that important, I'll handle it later. And then something happens, something expensive, something important, just something bigger than normal, and you just snap. That's what happened with this, because I know what it is, it's my clutch is going out, so I need to replace it. Now, with that clutch replacement, that's not some small job. You have to drop the whole subframe. You have to take both axles out. It's a full day, if not 2 days, or three or four, depending on how rusty your bolts are, job. And sure, I could do it myself, probably save around, you know, a lot of money, or I could have a shop do it and have some master Honda technician fix it, which would be a lot more expensive, but it would be less stress on me. But at the same token, I come up to my room and I'm just sitting there and I'm seething. I can't even handle this. I was like, oh, of all the things that could happen, why does this have to be this big job? Why? And I said, you know what? You need to calm down. Like, feel your anger, feel your frustration, let it be there, but don't settle into it and refuse to move. Don't just lay in this pit of despair and be like, yeah, I'm upset now. Cool. But do you have to be that angry? And I decided to watch TikTok for a little bit. And as I'm watching, I'm scrolling, and all of a sudden 10 minutes have passed, 20 minutes have passed, 30 minutes have passed, and this video of Sadhguru comes on. And he says, anger doesn't happen to you. You get angry. Anger doesn't just happen out of nowhere. That is a deliberate choice to feel how you're feeling. And that choice that you made was anger. Which, in this current state that I was in, did nothing but make it worse. Because I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah, of course I'm angry. Of course I'm angry. My clutch just went out. This is going to be a huge job. I can't just do this myself. And then I started to actually think about what words he was saying. I started internalizing what he was saying, not so much in so far as I need to respond to this, but I need to understand what words are being said. And I realized it wasn't that I was angry about my clutch going out. I was, but it probably needed to get fixed anyway. It's a big project, but it's something I could feel really accomplished doing. And I said, why are you so mad about this? And I finally came to the realization that I was upset that I just didn't know this was going on. It was just another stressor. See, because up to this point, I'd had to fix the car twice on the way down on the trip here, which were both very expensive. But that's not what made me upset. What made me upset is I didn't take the time to really inspect the car top to bottom, every nut, bolt, everything you could think of, to really be like, all right, dude, is this thing ready to go? And I said, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. When's the last time you really got that frustrated and just couldn't handle your anger? What did you do? See, a lot of times people go through days and they don't take the time to really fix how they're feeling. They don't really take the time to take an inventory with why they're angry. They're just angry all the time, which there's a lot to be said for being that emotionally open with yourself and be like, no, I'm upset. Cool. But what is it going to take for you to regulate that feeling? Not just to be angry, but to understand the emotion you're feeling, to understand to within 10 minutes to be able to go, boop, that's exactly the moment that happened that is really triggering this anger. Sure, maybe you are really that upset that someone cut you off. Maybe you are that upset that you got a bad grade on your test that you really didn't study for. But what are you really upset about? The grade or the fact that you didn't take accountability and study enough and roll the dice to see if you could cut it, and this is the result? So a lot of questions here, but I want you to really take this week and understand where your emotions are coming from. See, because the second I did this inventory with myself, I realized that I was upset with myself for not being more cognizant. I wasn't really worried about what happened. I wasn't focusing intently on all the things that were going on. I just said, oh, this will be fine. And all of these things that happened throughout my week was not because of anyone else. It was a lot of my own doing, a lot of my own shortcomings, a lot of my not inability to look two steps ahead instead of just at the next step that I need to take. I want you to really take this week and start taking an inventory with yourself on where you're feeling and why you're feeling that way. I don't care if it's because your teacher gave you another quiz, if it's because you have a big project coming up that you don't think you're ready for, even though you probably are. Whatever it is, I want you to really, let's do this. We haven't done this in a while. I want you to have a journal or take the notes app in your phone or have an actual physical journal or just a piece of paper or write in your whiteboard on your wall, whatever you need, wherever you want to put this. And every day when you wake up and every day when you go to bed, I want you to write down, today I felt. And I just want you to fill it in. You can fill it in with a sentence. You can fill it in with a paragraph. You can fill it in with a whole page. Whatever you want to do, that's your business. Because my therapist had me do this one time, and I'll tell you right now, the results that you're going to see at the end of the week is, over the course of a week, you're going to find out where you're sitting emotionally, and it might not be exactly what you're thinking. So good luck with your homework. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope everyone can make it through. I hope that the stress of your day-to-day doesn't get you too hard. I hope that you can find joy in everything that you do. I hope that the sadness that may come is manageable and you have people around you that love you that will help you get through it. I want you to remember, most of all, if you listen to anything in this entire podcast, that you are important, that you matter, that you are loved, that you are so incredibly important. You make such a difference in this world every single day just by being a part of it. And I love you very much for being here. And catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces!
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com, or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.